and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 408. I'm wondering, Mike, I've got the player with the picture. Oh no, what's happening? At the moment, according to my system, everything's working.
It is.
Yay! It's a miracle. Jonathan!
I was just about to say 408, and then I realised I'm monitoring the live feed, and you've already said it.
Oh, poor Mike. Poor Mike. The player looks different. Jonathan, you're playing with my mind. This won't end well on Friday. I won't finish till like 6:30 in the morning. Oh, no, that would never work, actually. Oh, thinking about that's a bit jeopardous, isn't it?
Why?
If we go on long enough, Jonathan will be up. Do you remember when he got up about 4:30?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got to time this just right. Or I'll end up losing a point. There's some strange guy talking, Johnny. That's Mikey B. Not heard from Mikey B in ages. Normally we do have the cover art, you're quite right. You're not a fan. Oh, sorry, Jonathan. You're not sure you've ever seen the cover art? We would love to have our own cover art, but apparently it's got to be set on a server basis and other people are on the same server. But we did get it changed, didn't we, from their logo to something nondescript. Yeah. We didn't want their logo.
Come on then, let's go play.
Technically speaking, I can actually push hours through. Oh, look at that, Mike. It was working at 7 o'clock and it's now 2 minutes past and they've taken it off air.
Oh, like this said.
Like this said. It's not working, basically. I'm going to leave that set there to retrying. And that way I'll know when it's working. Ah, right. Hello, Kim. Do you need to refresh? No, you should be fine. Oh, actually, yes, maybe Jonathan does need to refresh. Jonathan doesn't... this player doesn't like Jonathan. Have you noticed? Right. Let me put in, just in case. Just in case there's an issue, I'm putting it in. Right. There we go. Hey! Jonathan can hear us. Excellent. Refresh. What's this business about... what happened if this guy really is the love child of Camilla and Charles? Could he be king? Good grief, what's this? We're full of Boris and his shenanigans. What's this? Oh, could he be king? I guess so. If he's older than William, irrespective of who the mother is, it goes down the male line, so yes. If I'm following this properly, I've no idea. Oh... Can someone send a picture of the cover art? You're not sure you're looking at the same thing. That's an interesting point. I think when we're live, I do believe on the other one, but you won't see it at the moment, we have the cover art of Marooned. I think when we're not live, it's like a blue background with like a music note on it. You would know much more about which type of music note than I would. But there you go. Well, Harry could be an easy love child of Diana and someone else. Do you know, actually, as Harry gets older, he's starting to look like Charles, which is most unfortunate. Some guy in Australia is saying he's a love child. Oh, dear. I remember hearing something similar years ago, and then it went very quiet. So maybe it's the same bloke, maybe it's another bloke. I don't know. But what I have got for Kim, because I know she is so interested in this... Right, let me paste this in, and then let me paste the second bit in. Right, this is a thing of how to wash your horse hair wig. Not even kidding. I researched this for you, Kim, and there's the information. Oh, hang on. These wigs are traditionally... Right, let me just get the second bit. So these wigs are traditionally horse hair. Oh, I might have to post this in over three things. It's a bit long. Right. Should last for 100 years. And then let me get the last sentence. Because the last sentence is where it's at. Right, let me get the horsehair wig thing in. There you go. They should last 100 years. You don't clean them, but you should maybe dry clean them. Every 25 to 30 years. Oh, the dry cleaners will go out of business on that basis, won't they? Oh dear, oh dear. But I thought you'd like that. Right, let me see then. Have the BBC not got anything about this? Because you know the BBC. Oh, it's terribly not British. So we won't do that. Right, but news, BBC. Anybody in the UK who knows Arlene Foster, who is the Northern Ireland... she's leader of the Assembly, isn't she? Is it just me, or is that Paul Merton? There's a picture of her on the homepage of the BBC. She's just... It's the spit. So let me get Cloud app up. Let me click and see, does that picture come through? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It's the one on the homepage that's like, wow. Oh, my, that's gone quiet. Right, let me get a picture of this. So let's capture that. There we go. Awesome. So if you know who Paul Merton is, have a look at that. Oh, Jonathan is just older than one washed wig. This happened the other night, Jonathan. We were discussing solicitor advocates and wigs and things. And it was, how do you clean a wig? And I said, you don't clean a wig. And I told this story about when I was in chambers, somebody had their wig stolen or lost. And they went and got a new one. This guy was like mid-50s. And he came back, threw it on the floor and kicked it around the office for like an hour. And I'm like, but it looked fabulous, but no, it's got to look old. So there is quite a second-hand market as well. Oh, Kim did not know that about Harry. Well, the saga with Harry was Diana admitted to having an affair with James Hewitt. She, by all accounts, she said after she had had William and Harry. But if we go and have a look at some of the pictures of James Hewitt when he was younger, a young James Hewitt. Do we have a young James Hewitt? We kind of do. That's one. So let's take that one. But there's also this other one when he was much, much younger, where you can actually see the colour of his hair. So first of all, we'll have that one. All right. Kim can have a look at that. Remind you of anybody? You know, Prince Harry. That's where it all started from. And there's the second one. There you go. It's a certain similarity there, isn't there? Oh. Is this some sort of double? That's Paul Merton. I know. It's scary, isn't it? Somebody actually mentioned that once. Well, they mention it to him all the time. But in this particular circumstance, I think it was mentioned on Twitter. And when they went to the show, Have I Got News For You? Part of it was about something that she'd done. And people, he said, well, you know, people have contacted me on Twitter and asked if it's me. And she does. She's the image of him. A younger Paul Merton, because he's gone a bit grey at the moment. But in the face, absolutely. Ah, Kim can see that. Yes, that's James Hewitt. Or Harry's dad, depending on how you look at it. Apparently the red hair came from her side of the family, was what they've always claimed. But, you know, you look at James Hewitt and you look at Harry and you think, like the smile, the eyes, that, yes... The older Harry gets, the more like James Hewitt he looks. Although, like I said, he's possibly in the eyes. But he's just getting older, isn't it? It's getting older. So, yes. Right. Kim's watched another 3 episodes of Line of Duty. You're loving it. Funny, I've listened to you and Mike so often. I no longer hear your accent. However, I have to pay attention very closely. It's quite fast moving and they use a lot of acronyms. I mean, that's become like a standing joke in it. I never noticed until series 6 that they use the phrase chiz. But in the first episode of series 6, if we'd have had a drinking game for every time they said chiz, we'd have been paralytic after 2 minutes. But then I noticed as I rewatched it. So I last week rewatched the first 5 series and I noticed that they did mention chiz. And I thought, well, I didn't know what that meant. So what did I think it meant? I must have missed it. I must have just thought, you know, oh, they mean like a grass. Somebody, a whistleblower, which is what it is. Covert human intelligence source. Cheers. So it's very weird. We're just as at a loss as you are, Kim. A CHIS, it's C-H-I-S, Simon, and it's Covert Human Intelligence Source. So if you've ever watched Line of Duty, it's acronym after acronym after acronym. About 2 weeks ago, Adrian Dunbar, who plays Ted Hastings, Superintendent Hastings, presented Have I Got News For You? And there was this bit where he was talking about COVID, and he was saying that the NHS had whatever with the ABC and the XYZ and da da da. And then he went, Mother of God, because you know he's Mother of God. Mother of God, I only agreed to do this to get away from the acronyms. So there's a million acronyms. Night, Jonathan. Oh, but it is such a good series, isn't it? I remember looking at season two. That's Lindsay Denton, isn't it? Season two. And I wondered, because I'd seen series one and it was amazing, but not everybody was watching it at the time. So series, it was a slow burn, that. I don't think it really reached critical mass till sort of at least series three or four. But I'd seen series one and I was thinking, oh, they're never going to be able to make it as good as series one. Series one was just amazing. They're never going to reach those dizzying heights. And they did. It got better and better and better, honestly. It's one of the few series that do. So many series are like quite a slow burn at the beginning. And if you go back and you watch series one of something, anything, so NCIS, JAG, anything like that, series one is always very different than series the subsequent series. But with Line of Duty, they hit the ground running and it just gets better. It's not a case of like, oh, this is very different. It just gets better. Oh dear, Alex has looked up CHIS and it's a German sausage. Right, okay. Well, this has got an S on it, so it's fractionally different. Well, but judging by that, Urban Dictionary. Oh no. Urban Dictionary can find some dodgy sexual connotation to anything. You know, a tea chest, they could find something. A lounge room table. They could find something. So I've banned Mike from Urban Dictionary. Ah, it's Denton. Yes, she's fantastic. Oh, I mean, I know she's a good actress to start with. Not many actors want to take on a role, though, where they're quite plain. You know, and I don't think she's got a scrap of makeup on her. But she was just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. There's so many twists and turns. You're going to love it. You are going to love it. Talking of entertainment, let me see if this has worked. No, don't verify Outlook. Don't do anything like that. Just leave me alone. I've got a picture for the Week at MacBlast headquarters of how my day went. You'll laugh. Yeah, so will I, until they take me away in a yellow van. Let me go find it. I was attempting to take some entertainment from a physical media, DVD, to a digital media. Don't ask. It did not go well. But I've no idea where it's actually put this. Oh, there it is. Right, okay. So I've now got a 2 gig file, which is an M4V. Let's have a look if that will actually play. Because it said it wouldn't. Open file. Opening from an iPhone format. What's it doing? Oh, no. I don't want you to do that. No. Don't do that. If this has worked, then I'll be able to share it with you. But if not, then I'll just sit and cry quietly in a corner. Right, I don't want you to open it with an audio editor. I want you to open it. VLC, that'll do nicely. So, fingers crossed, did this work? Did I not have that play on startup? Because if that's playing, that's not good. Oh no, that looks like it's just... Where's the video? No, it's not working with that. Okay, I'm not a happy bunny now. It's been a long, hard day trying to persuade it to rip something from a DVD. Trust me. Still trying to get over Chinook. No, I'm not going to the Urban Dictionary. No. The last time I went, it was something to do with a potato. Don't go there. It was mentioned in either a book or an audio book, I think, of something I was listening to. And I thought, what's that? It obviously, as they said, whatever this potato phrase was, and luckily I've erased it from my memory. I thought, well, does this have some kind of dodgy meaning? Because clearly they don't mean let's have a potato. So I went off to the Urban Dictionary to have a look. I might never recover. It was that bad. As I thought it through, I thought, just no, I'm going to ban the Urban Dictionary now. I don't ever, ever, ever want to go out there again. Oh, I hear Mike coming up and he's huffing and puffing, which means she's been a bad girl. You've been a bad girl?
No, she's been a good girl.
She's been a running around barking girl.
Is it possible to tire a samoyed out?
No. Not unless you strap it to a what's it? A peloton. Yeah, stick her on a treadmill, leave her for 3 hours. She nukes a salmon. Oh, this is going to be something really weird, Kim, I'm telling you. I am. Do you know what I remember? I don't know with what I watched, which was, I was in season two. You said you've watched three, so I think you would have seen this bit too. There was a bit, and I swear they cut it out. There was a bit involving a cat. Now, I know her cat was there, but this was a dodgy bit with a cat, and I swear they must have cut that out. Because I had in my mind, oh, you know, do I really want to watch that bit again? Because once was enough, and it wasn't there. So I don't know whether they've edited it slightly.
Eat that.
What's she trying to eat?
Eat that.
What is it?
It's her tripe steak.
Right. I've got the tripe steak.
No, I've given her a bit.
Yes, but you know what she's like? She's just throwing it on the floor. She's taking it. Honestly, talk about idle. If she drops it on the floor, then she wants you to pick it up again.
And eat it, yeah.
Yes. Okay, I'm trying to now download this and I don't know what it's done with it. So I can't... It doesn't look like my ripping day has worked, which is very annoying. I think I've got the audio file. I don't think... I've got the video, which is not good, is it? Do you know how difficult that is today on a Mac? Because you've got your SIP protection turned on, and then you've got to put this package thing on, like sideload it via the terminal. It's a nightmare. I'm actually sitting here thinking, do you know what? Just buy a PC for jobs like this. Just leave it sat there. It'll be fine. You set the Asus up again, didn't you? And that's got a DVD in it.
Yeah.
So maybe that would do it with a lot less grief than the Mac. The Mac's been a complete fiasco trying to do this today. And it said it had finished and it was all absolutely fine. Oh, Kim says they just said something about how to put the cat into evidence. Yeah, that was when they went round and they were searching the place, wasn't it? But I thought it was before that. The bit that I was thinking of, I thought
Which
it was before that.
Having?
But I must have got confused. What have we got in the packet, Mike?
A mixture.
We'll give her a brown one.
Right.
Are we having a brown dental stick? Lola! Yes, it's from Kim.
Kim-approved dental stick.
A Kim-approved dental stick. Sitting behind Daddy, just in case Daddy wants to watch me. I'm going to put myself in the most awkward spot.
Yes,
oh, she's Lola. Just too cute. Hello, Anthony. How's your day been? I've been doing things I shouldn't have been doing. Shall I tell you what? Oh, new incoming toys. I was expecting this. It was on my list. And I said to Mike, it will be with us next week. So that's this week. I said, and it will either be Tuesday or Wednesday. Camtasia 2021. So, replete with that much excitement, that's not good for a lady of my years, I download it. And then I read the thing about this is what's new. Now, when they start off with added some transitions, you know it's not good. You know all the features that you want them to add, not made the cut this year. Which pretty much was where I was at. We have proxy editing, but my wish list, which goes back about, is it 2018? When we switched in 2018, didn't we? The summer of 2018.
Yeah.
So for the last 3.5 years, yeah, no, none of them made the cut. So I was excited and disappointed, all wrapped up into one confused little bundle of myself I was. Obviously, we get it for free because we're on maintenance, so it's not a case of like, is it worth the upgrade? But if you remember when we covered Snagit 2021, which was last September, October time, and we were all like, yeah, not paying for that update. Yeah, it's pretty much one of those. Unless you need proxy editing or you particularly like these weird epileptic-inducing transitions, in which case you'll love it. So I'm trying it at the moment. I've already managed to break it, you know, just true to form. Did a recording, opened it up, added another recording, saved it, and it lost one of the recordings. So obviously there is a workflow there, not to lose anything. The one thing was the green border, the glowing ready brick thing seems to have sorted itself out. Until next time. And there you go. Something else will break next time. Anthony's had a good day. He's been playing with Ulysses. Very nice, almost WordPerfect 5.1 like environment. That's so true. Oh, I love WordPerfect 5.1. At the time that that came out, I had a Commodore Amiga. And I had WordPerfect 4.2 on my Amiga. I think it cost almost as much as the Amiga. But looking back, you know, it was worth every penny because I taught myself word processing on it. It had features that Pages still doesn't have today. It did mail merge. It did label merge. Oh, it did everything. And this is DOS based. It was fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. But the other thing was the principle of how it worked, where you turned a bold tag on and then you turned a bold tag off, meant that when the internet and HTML became a thing, it was easy. It was easy because I thought, this is just like WordPerfect. This is simple. So teaching myself HTML was an absolute doddle at that point. So I agree with you. Oh, WordPerfect 5.1. I use Ulysses in anger, not just for demos and stuff. I actually use that for blog posts. And the new feature, which is where you can not only publish a blog post, but you can actually republish it. So you can send the changes up to it. Oh, game changer. Absolute game changer. So yeah, we love Ulysses. Have you got the direct one or do you get it via setup? Let me know. CQ Deb, how's your day been? We're all comparing days. Bad words were said here in relation to a new toy. Hopefully I'll get it sorted out. More bad words were said. I mean, if you think they were bad words, no, they were nothing compared to the bad words that were said about Apple. Isn't that right, Mike? All will be revealed at some point. But honestly, what a faff. What a faff everything is. Right, let's see if this works. So if I open that video, but this time I open it in Inner, do I have pictures or not? Do you want to open it? Yes, cancel or allow. I'm on Biggles, so this is not going to end well, is it? What have I got there? Right, highlights. No, just play. Oh, well, the short answer to that is yes, it's done it, but it's shocking. So I am going to need to do this, turn the sip off, turn the sip on, do a dance, sacrifice a chicken and try and fix it that way. So annoying. Or just do it on a different laptop, one that's already configured to do that. If I've got one that old. Why things can't just be easy? I don't know. But clearly they're not. Oh, Simon's had a full ADHD day. The demands on you were so diverse you gave up. I feel your pain, Simon. Totally understand that. The context shifting that goes on here. And then you're like, what was I doing? The number of times, here's one thing that I did. So you'll appreciate this, Simon. I'm sat there with Camtasia and I'm thinking, right, OK, I've got it installed. And this is like why I start installing it at 3 o'clock and I'm still sat there at 5. Right, so I get it installed. And then the first thing it does is come up with putting a serial number in or taking the trial. So I thought, well, I've got the serial number. Where's the serial number? Now, despite the fact I've got the serial number from last year, they change the serial numbers every year, you know, just because they're playing with your mind. So I'm like, OK, that was in my email. So I go to my email and obviously you can't, it's not going to just go to the mail that you're looking for. You're going to look at all of your email and say, oh, what's that? And yeah, I can delete that. Oh, is that today? Right, yeah. 20 minutes later, I'm like, right, okay, I'm ready to start work now. And I minimise the email client. And behind the email client is this dialogue box from Camtasia saying insert serial number. And I thought, oh, for God's sake, that was why you went into your email, remember? So I headed back to the email and found the mail with the serial numbering, copied the serial number, thought, right, put the mail away. Then I thought, future me will thank me today if I open up 1Password and put all of these serial numbery things in there. So I have to make a new thing in 1Password. I have to fill all the fields in, put the serial number in, put all the notes about it, about when the maintenance is due and all the rest of it. Make sure all of that's working. So then I click save on that. Then I close 1Password. And then I thought, right, what was I doing? I thought, oh, for God, you're trying to install this software. So it gets back to the interview. I put the software in, the serial number. I thought, right, now I can start testing it. So it said, congratulations, ping. And then it went out to a website that said, you've successfully activated, blah, blah, blah. Here's some free training and here's this and here's that and here's a webinar. So I thought, put it to one side. Don't start down that path. Get straight back to the software. So I did. Heads back to the software. I've now got a dialogue box in front of me that's taking up about 40% of my iMac screen. Permissions, all 27,000 of them. I thought, oh no. Give it permission to record the screen, give it permission to get access to the microphone, give it accessibility permissions, give it, honestly, I think there was 9. And I'm thinking, one of these is going to fail. You know, I'm going to get, yep, no. Because this has happened with Snagit. Anyway, eventually I managed to get it all installed. I think it took about 2.5 hours altogether because I was interrupting me. So I feel your pain, Simon. And then, of course, Mike comes in and says, I think that DVD you've been waiting 2.5 months for has arrived. So I'm like, give. And ripped open the packet. It was. That's why I'm trying to convert it to something I can actually watch. And it's not going well. It's not going well at all. So now I need to do something with this Mac and I've no idea what. Basically, how do you guys do that? Or do you just not rip anything anymore? I prefer to buy a DVD and then make a digital copy. Sometimes when you buy the DVD, they give you the digital copy even before the thing's arrived. So as soon as you buy something from Amazon, it says this qualifies for a digital copy and boom, it's added to your account. This one's that old, it's not. Let's try macOS while we're at it. So I'm trying to work magic on this and it's not having it. Right, yeah, you need to download this, you need to do that, then you need to tweak the settings, and then you need to, et cetera, et cetera. And before you know it, you're off down a rabbit hole of honestly. And I know I need to install something, but you need to find a legitimate download for this thing that you need to install, if you're with me, because otherwise, heaven knows what you're doing. It's called libdvd.css. That I need to do, but I've got to get it from some legitimate source, and then I've got to work out how to actually get it onto Biggles, because every time they bring out a new OS, it's more difficult to do that than it was before. It could well be that it just won't do it, which case I could be forced back to my 2009 MacBook Pro, because that might be the only one that does it. Oh, Anthony's got one there. Make MKV. Right, I'll have a look at that one. I was using a thing called Ripit. It's really old. It's ancient. You know, we're talking like 2008. But it still works. So I thought, you know what? Just stay with it. Just keep using it. It'll be fine. Then there was one DVD something Pro. And that one, again, just worked. But every time, like I'm saying, it just gets more and more tricky because of the security on the OS. Then I ended up with Handbrake, and Handbrake will do it, but it can't do it without this libdvd.css, which is some incantation to get it installed. So it says the main tool to use is Handbrake. You can download that here. Almost all DVDs you buy in a store are copy protected, and getting around it is a weirdly grey area legally. So there's how to install it on Windows, and then there's how to put it on a Mac. But the issue with a Mac is I think it does have to go through the command line via Homebrew. So it's not nice. It's tricky. Then it says step one, open your DVD. I wish it was that simple. The CDC says that Kim can go outside without a mask. You've been walking Kiva without one since the start. Well, you're okay as long as nobody comes up to you. You're like, oh, what a lovely dog. Can I play with your dog? And you're like, no. And then they look at you as though you're being mean. Kim likes the DVD with digital copy. It's just logical to me. Because if I buy a digital copy, I'm going to want to burn that to a disc anyway. But it's the disc part that's the issue. Because, I mean, you thought you had a DVD on your last computer, didn't you?
I thought I did.
But you didn't. No. It was the one before. So once they take the DVD off it, it then becomes tricky in the first place. I mean, I've actually got, I could understand it with macOS, if it was like a cheapy DVD. But it's not. It's a SuperDrive. It's an Apple SuperDrive. And it works when it feels like it. Now, obviously, I didn't buy the flaming thing. They're about £80, weren't they? How much is a SuperDrive now? Do they still sell them? Apple SuperDrive price UK. Let's have a look. Are they still available? Oh, it's got a page.
£79.
£79. There you go. So they still sell this thing. I didn't buy it. There's no way I would pay that much for an external DVD. It was when I had a Mac repaired, and the Mac that was repaired was, I think, 2011. 2011 it would be. And it went back for repair 2 days before the AppleCare ran out. And it had two problems. The hard drive had gone, and half the screen had gone, which was a known issue with that model. What wasn't broken was the DVD, which was actually physically inside the machine. It was one of the thicker iMacs before they got anorexic. So it went back, and then it came back, and then it went back, and then it came back again, and then it went back again, and then it came back. Finally, I said, do you know what? No, I'm going to need a new machine, because they damaged it to that degree. We're going to need a new Mac. So they sent me a new Mac. This was good news, because I think you can still update it to the latest OS. It had an SSD in it, which the other one didn't. It had a Fusion drive. That explains why it was broken. But obviously, it was a new model. It was a skinny one. The skinny bulbous one, not the anorexic one. The middle ground one. The one that was skinny enough, but it still worked. Had ports and things. So they said, well, we'll buy you a SuperDrive and we'll pop it in the box. So this thing arrived and there was a SuperDrive in it. I would have expected that to just work. You shouldn't be needing incantations and drivers for the thing to work. And indeed, at that point, it did. You try making it work today. Oh, it's got a mind of its own. It has. So I'm reduced to my cheap Samsung that cost me £12. The lovely shiny Apple one. No, not working. No, leave it be.
The maintenance has been successfully done.
Yes, we're on air on the other one.
Mm.
Yay! So it only took 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It went off at 2 minutes past. So it's a good job we've got this separate. Oh, Kim just has an external DVD drive, cost about $25. That sounds like this thing I've got. Only I think I waited and it was on offer. And I think I've actually got more than one. But the thing with it is, over the last 10 years, you know, since Apple really got their teeth into the fact they don't want you to have an external drive of any description for media, this one's been absolutely fine. You know, there's no need to upgrade it or anything like that. But the SuperDrive, it's as if they're deliberately deprecating it. So you don't put a thing on it. This is why a Windows box is beginning to look appealing. Just to do the jobs that Apple are making more and more difficult. I mean, to even attempt this, I need a laptop. I'll explain it all, but yeah, I needed a laptop. It wouldn't work on the Mac that sat on my desk, which is, 3 months old? It wouldn't have it. There were reasons why it wouldn't have it, but that's not the point. But when the Samsung drive works, you think, well, this must be Apple knowing exactly what you're plugging in and then saying, yes, you can do that, but you're going to need to do this, 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 and this first. Whereas the Samsung's just like, yeah, stick the disc in, I'll be fine. And it is working perfectly. But the SuperDrive one, it won't even take the disc. So you're pushing it and it's kind of, there's like a spring mechanism. It's just spitting it back out at you. So I gave up as a bad job. But on the upside, I clearly have a new doorstop. So not all bad, is it? Anthony's got a USB DVD drive, some no brand from Amazon, and it works well. Exactly. That's the way to go. If I was going to look up, so let's have a look at Amazon. Amazon, what should we put? External DVD. External DVD. I do check that it's compatible with Mac, but even branded ones. I mean, you can get, there's like an unbranded one here. Black shiny front on it looks great. £20. There's an Asus, which I find is a reasonable brand. I've got, I had Asus monitors, and I've actually got an Asus laptop. That's 27. There's something called a Rio Das, which is 25. You know, these are all Well, there's a limited time offer, £20.39. But what's fascinating about that one is it comes with a cable that will let you directly attach it to a USB-C. So on the end of it, instead of having like the standard USB, it's actually got both. So you can choose which. But also, it's got built in. I mean, why don't Apple do this? It's got built into it a card reader and two USB slots for pen drives. That's the kind of kit I want. Something that's useful. Actually, that's actually looking appealing. Might be time to treat myself. There we go. Let's have a look at that. I'm liking that. Because that way, you've only got to attach one thing and you could use it. That's what Apple should do. You know, they've put the Ethernet on the power brick. You know, I don't really have a problem with that. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. But what these guys have done with this is useful. And Apple could have done that with a SuperDrive, but they can't be bothered. Can't be bothered. I mean, obviously, the cable's on this, not the prettiest thing you've ever seen, because you've got, like, two ends on it. But even so. And it does say it works on macOS. So, might be tempted by one of those. Leave it alone. When was the last time you needed a DVD reader, girl? Probably about a year ago. Yes, but it's only £20.39, reduced from £31, and I could have it tomorrow, and it's black, and the one I've got's white. No, I must leave it alone, mustn't I? Talk me out of it, guys. But it'd be an unboxing. So no, don't talk me out of it. Anthony's has got a double-headed USB cable, normal USB and USB-C. Falls neatly into the bottom of the drive. You see, that's perfection, isn't it? I don't think this one that I'm looking at, the cable goes underneath. But who knows? Let me have a look. Let's look at all of it. Does it fold underneath? No, it doesn't. So this one doesn't. But I'm liking the fact, not particularly because I would pull this out of the drawer to do it, but I'm liking the fact that it's got on it the card reader and two standard USBs at the back as pass-through ports. It's just convenient. It would mean, instead of getting the dongle out and plugging everything into the dongle, I could just plug that in and then plug everything into there. So that's genius. That's total genius. But the SuperDrive, no, you think about it, the SuperDrive they're shipping now has a built-in cable. So you can't just switch the cable, which I can with mine. So if I could get a cable that was the same... it's a USB thing at the other end, but I'm not sure which one it is. But it's chunkier than a Kindle one, but not by much. If I could get that at one end and a USB-C at the other, then I would just need a cable to make the one that I've got work. But because Apple's is actually welded into the thing, I can't just take the cable out and change it. I'm also thinking, let's pick it up again, drag it across. It is actually a standard USB on the Apple one. So what you'd need to do is you would need to plug that into something else. But I tried plugging it into an adapter so I could just plug it straight into the laptop and it wouldn't do it. So in the end, I had to put it on a dongle, a powered dongle. So there's power straight into the dongle and he still didn't like it. So, like I say, lovely new ornament. Because it's not much good for ripping the discs, unfortunately. Oh, Anthony's got one. Let's have a look at Anthony's. This could end up being expensive for me, couldn't it? I'm looking at you, Anthony. Oh, am I going to be tempted by this? Oh, now that's got a nice pattern on the top. I'm liking that. And I do like the way it stows the cable. Do you know, I swear I looked at that one. Because I remember the pattern on the top. Oh, and guess what? So it's £23.89, but I've got a 15% voucher off. So what would that give me off? And it comes off the total price, doesn't it? So I think the discount comes off £28. So it would be under £20. That's the kind of neat and tidy thing that you could pop in your bag for when you go out to on site. Oh, COVID. Well, you know, one day I might have the need to go out with one. One day. That's a pretty cool toy. And what machine's it working on? Is it on your iMac? Or is it a laptop? Because some of these things, you read the comments and it's like, oh yeah, but it doesn't work on Mac. And then somebody else says, oh, it's fabulous, it works on Mac. And in the pictures, you know, it's on a Mac. But I bet you if I look at it, they'll be like, it doesn't work on a Mac. Let's have a look at the one-star reviews. Oh, recognised by macOS straight away. But couldn't get it to read two discs. I honestly don't know. Maybe it's the DVDs people are using. I have got a shelf full of blank media, you know. I've got blank Blu-ray discs because I've got a Blu-ray burner. I've got blank DVDs. I've got blank CDs. And I honestly can't remember the last time that I thought, oh, what I need to do is burn something to a disc. Mostly now it's accessing stuff on discs. Shall I see if this works? Are you going to eject or are you going to be mean and moody? Looks like it's in a mean and moody mood because I've got a disc on the top of it and I've no idea what's on it. So this disc was with the drive, but I've no idea what was on it. So if I eject that from there... Oh, at least that's working. So the eject mechanism's working. Right, let's pop this disc in and see if it's blank or not. How would I burn something to a blank disc these days? I always had Toast. And Toast is still going and it's heckishly expensive for an app that does a job that most people don't bother doing anymore. Let's see if the disc is blank. You inserted a blank DVD. What would you like to do? Oh, right. Would I like to open the Finder? Open Music? No. Open Disk Utility or open another application? I notice Do Nothing is not an option. Or I could ignore it. But can you just drag and drop to it anymore? There used to be an incremental right, didn't there? Is that still there? It's £20 when Anthony bought it. But a personal recommendation is so much better than reading the reviews, Anthony, because half of them are paid for and the others you think, well, are you just too stupid to use it? But if you say that it's okay, then I trust you. Kim doesn't understand why our DVDs and DVD reader writers can't be the same. Well, you've got the regional thing that you know, just adds to the general humour. I don't know now whether we're region two, I think, here. And it was the whole of Europe, as I remember it. And I don't know if that's going to change now or whether it was just geographic and it doesn't matter whether you've Brexited or not. Though I don't know. But you used to have to set a region and then that region was set forever and ever. Amen. So if you moved and you were then buying discs in another geographic location, then you were just knackered, which it's just so stupid. But I think it would be nice if I could just put this disc in and write to it. But obviously there's no structure on the disc. So to be able to do that, I would have to have an application. And I don't have an application on this Mac. I mean, the old versions of Toast that I've got, there's no way they're going to work. So what options do we have for burning to discs these days? You'd imagine Disk Utility, wouldn't you? But that'll probably throw its toys out the pram as well. Now, it has recognised that there is a Samsung DVD attached to it. And it's saying that that it's got uninitialised media in it. OK. But then it doesn't let me do anything with it. So you're definitely going to need an app of some description. And it's so long since I did this. I can't remember the last one that I did that with. Let's do a bit of a search. I'm going to leave that page there from Anthony. That one might get bought as well. Anthony tends to burn audio CDs directly from Adobe Audition. Oh, it does do that, doesn't it? And isn't the one, not Encore, what's the other one? Or is it Encore? There was a DVD burning solution where you could actually make the navigation for a DVD. But I'm just thinking about putting backup files on it. So yeah, for audio files that would work, but just backup files, it needs to be easier than this. I really don't want to buy Toast. So let's see what options have we got. Burn data to DVD macOS. And when it's finished laughing at me. And I see a lot of these are companies selling that solution. So let's have a laugh. We'll have a laugh and look at what Roxio say, because this is a stupid price. There you go. £80 and you get Roxio Creator, whatever that might be. Do we have, there we go, Home Solutions, CD and DVD burning. So we've got Easy CD and DVD. We've got Roxio Creator, LP to MP3. Good grief, those were the days. Easy DVD, Easy VHS to DVD. I'm wondering about how much is Toast? Toast for macOS. Let's frighten ourselves. No, not clothing. Toast 19, £80. But, you know, £80. Having said that, you know, if it's something that that's the only way to do it these days, then what choice have you got? Right, so save up to £70 when you update. So we've got Toast 19 Pro and we've got Toast Titanium. Well, I've no idea what the difference is. One comes with WinZip for Mac and 100 disk menu templates. So that's going to let you make your own DVDs with your own menu navigation. But it's still all its money, isn't it? I love the way it's like, what's new in Toast 19? Well, the ability to burn a disk is pretty standard, isn't it? But they've added WinZip. They've added a help guide and Painter, audio editing tools and dark mode. So they don't really add much and they always want an upgrade. It's like an annual tax with them. So I gave that up years ago. Now, you'd need the Pro if you want to burn Blu-ray. So I don't think I'd have a choice if I suddenly wanted to burn Blu-ray again. It's a bit expensive. I was hoping for something. The little utilities that we used to have. I wonder if RipIt's still available for download. RipIt just worked. RipIt was fabulous. Let's do RipIt. RipIt macOS. I have got a version. I'd be looking to get it from somewhere like Mac Update. Good grief, according to that, it still works. Should I try it? It's never going to work, is it? It's not going to work. Are you going to let me download the file or not? It's actually downloading it, and I've still got the serial number for it. I'm just wondering if that would work on Biggles or Catalina. What do we reckon? We've got no comments after 2016. Oh, they're trying to do tricky things, though. They're trying to do subtitles. They're burnt on and accompanying in an inner sidecar thing. No, it doesn't say. It just says it works on 10.9.0 or later, which I think is LCAP. Wouldn't it be good if it did work, though? Oh, Anthony Nero. I remember Nero.
I remember Nero.
We used to get that free all the time. If you went into Scan, you know the place that's up in Bolton that served the Queen, that place, you would go in and every time you bought any blank DVDs or you bought a DVD burner, they would just say, oh, and here's a copy of Toast. And it'd be the latest copy. Nero, I mean. It'd be the latest copy for free. It's just amazing. Amazing. Deb used Roxio years ago. Roxio's the standard, really, isn't it? Toast is the standard on a Mac. And I think that's why I went for it. But I'm trying to do two different things. Working with DVDs, I'm going to do two different things. So one thing is I'm going to want to rip a video off a DVD. The second thing I'm going to want to do is back up stuff to a DVD. The ripping, it's a nightmare if you've got to install this libDVD thing manually. Because the way the Mac is with SIP protection, you've got to go and turn it off and do all the fiddling, the incantations, and then reboot, and then finally turn it back on, and then reboot again. What I was actually looking for was an application that would just do it without all of that shenanigans, which RipIt did. And RipIt did it in two different ways. The first thing it could do was actually just rip the movie and convert it into something that will play on your devices. The second thing it did was rip the DVD and create a DMG of it. So you could then put the media, the actual DVD, any way you like, but you had a byte by byte copy of it in the form of a DMG. So you could put that like in a cloud somewhere, and that could also be your backup. So what it did was it expanded. You got a DVD, and the DVD is 4-point-something gig, isn't it? This expanded it because a lot of discs that you buy are double-sided. And it would have expanded it to a DMG that was uncompressed. So RipIt was fabulous. But like I say, it's not been updated since 2016. That's not good. I am wondering if that would actually work. But I have fond memories of it because it was stick the disc in, push the button, it worked. Oh, those were the days when everything just worked on a Mac. So fingers crossed. Can't you just burn it from the built-in optical drive, or are you being too simple-minded? I don't have a built-in optical drive, Kim. The last Mac that I had one of those on got pensioned off in 2017. So we're talking here. This is why it's so difficult. I'm going to have to use an external device. So I'm going to have to use an external DVD. Then I need some software to make that work. The software to make it work needs a component to enable it to bypass the copy protection. And that is difficult on a Mac. It's easier on Windows, but on a Mac, it's a bit of a long-winded thing. Either way, what I would get at the end of that is an ability to rip a DVD. The other thing I'm trying to do is write to a DVD as a backup. And for that, you need support either at system level, which the Mac doesn't have. They would say they don't need it to have that because they're not supplying anything anymore with a DVD. You used to be able to on a Mac. The first night we had a Mac on our desk. Like, what's that? Oh, it's iMovie. What's that? Oh, photo booth. Oh, look, there's us. You know, with a webcam on. Oh, let's record it. Right. Oh, look, there's a button. And it says you can burn a disc. Yeah, press the button. Oh, popped a disc, put a blank disc in. Oh, cool. Mike, sling me a disc. Put the disc in. Press the burn button. Done. Handed it over to Mike. Played it on a PC. Absolutely perfect. You could even just drag and drop files to it. It was fantastic. And all of that's gone. So now it's just that bit more difficult. Hello, Tracy. Oh, Tracy, you were so right. To say I was disappointed with the, what was it called? The Face ID thing. Oh, we need some dun-dun-dun-dun music, don't we? It was not what I was expecting. Oh, here we go. Here's one that'll work. Yes, boo hiss, it didn't work. I tried exactly what Tracy thought I would try. I did all of the updates. I turned it on in the preferences. I did all the incantations and I put the phone flat on the desk. And then I tapped it and waited for my watch to move and it didn't do a thing. And I thought I must have done something wrong. So I go back and I check it all again. No, it's absolutely fine. It's just not working. So it's absolutely fine, but not working. So then I'm sat here. I guess you had to be here, but I'm sure you can imagine. Close your eyes and imagine. I thought, right, well, maybe it needs a face in front of it. And it's kind of, oh, that sort of looks like Elaine. And then the watch will ping into life. Thing is, I didn't have a mask in the office because, you know, not been out in 14 months, whatever. Didn't have a mask. So I'm looking around and I grabbed a towel. So I wrap the towel around my face, hung into place with my glasses. Mike, at this time, eyes rolling for England, weren't you? And I hold the thing in front of me and obviously it doesn't recognise me, but the watch springs into life. At which point bad words were said. Lots and lots of bad words with flowery adjectives added to them just for good measure. That's not what I want. I want what I've got with my laptop, which is if my laptop sat on a table next to me in a live session, the table's a very low table. It's not a proper height table. It's a riser table that I would put on my desk to turn it into a standing desk. So it's stool height. So it's out of sight. It can't see me. I can't see it. But on the keyboard, there is a Touch ID. And if I touch the Touch ID, it unlocks. Better than that, though, if I go to do something and it needs permission, the watch will spring into life and I just double tap the thing on the side and we're done. Why can't I do that with my phone? They've had 14 months to sort this mess out. No, that's not what I want. So for it to work, I would need to sit here with a mask on and still hold it up to my face. So Tracy was quite right. Kim wanted a photo of that one. It was somewhat reminiscent of Backbleedgate, which happened with iPad 2. And people who'd got early releases of iPad 2 were saying that the backlight was bleeding into the display. So you shouldn't be able to see the backlight. The backlight was appearing round the edges of the frame of the iPad. So we get into the store. We both had black that time, didn't we? iPad 2. We'd bought our case and mine had cellular data on it. So I was opening mine and making sure that the cellular data thing was active and stuff. So I said to Mike, throw that coat over me. Now, we'd been stood outside for 9 hours at that point. So we'd taken all kinds, you know, this is England. So we had umbrellas, we had sun hats, and we had little caps and a tent. Because 9 hours in the Liverpool weather, you could have got anything. Anything could have happened. So there was this huge coat. I said, just throw it over my head. And he's looking like, we'll get arrested. I said, I'm checking for back bleed. So you need to do that in a completely dark environment. So I reminded Mike of that. so yes, Kim, I did look a bit like, was it one of the monkeys? What was that? The Banana Splits. Do you remember the Banana Splits character? Banana Splits. Let's see if I can get this Banana Splits character. Was it him? Let me have a look at the pickies. Was it him? I thought there was one that had like a long fringe. I must be thinking of Cousin It. But yeah, I look like that. So the towel wouldn't stay on my nose, and I needed two hands, one for the phone and one for the watch. So I then had to lift the towel up a bit and put my glasses down to hold it in place. So yes, I looked rather remarkable last night. I'm glad it wasn't on camera. Although who knows if Mike took a picky. anyway, no. Tracy, quite right, yet again, no. It didn't work for me. But is there only me that does that? Where you've got your phone flat on the desk, you just want to touch it, go into it, and maybe, you know, up the volume or, you know, press play or pause or something on the media player. I don't want to pick it up. Oh, and to add insult to injury, Apple, iOS 14 introduced a new feature. You may remember. You can have it where you double tap the back and it performs some action. The double tap on the back of it. So I thought, how cool would that be? Because they keep changing how you take a screen cap. How cool if I set that I double tap the back and it takes a screenshot. It said it works irrespective of cases. So I set it to do just that. I come to do it and I have to thump the back of it with a hammer to get it to do it. Except when I put the phone on the desk and the little like drop as you put like the phone down and there's maybe what half an inch drop as it drops to the desk without exception, it takes a screenshot. It's driving me mad. So that's going to have to be turned off. Have I got watch 7.4? Yep, I did. I did all of the updates, Anthony. And you still have to look at it, which wasn't what I was hoping for. Put it like that. Because it works so well with everything else. You know, the iMac will prompt me to put my password in or use the watch. I can access machines with it. It's just the phone. It's ridiculous. So, yes, as you were reading that, Tracy, you're probably giggling to yourself. And I was probably trying it with the towel over my head. It didn't end well. Oh, it's been that kind of day. But hopefully it'll get better because we're up to mischief, aren't we? We've got things to sort out, not least of the which is Camtasia. I'm possibly going to have to pull this apart because it's the things that aren't there that are the issue, not the things that are. So all that you've added, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to use 99% of them. But if you just added this or you just added that, so I need to make a full list of what isn't there. No giggling. Highly disappointed myself. My scenario would have been useful. Exactly, Tracy. You just don't want to have to pick it up all the time. It's a pain. I will say I found the Face ID very, very reliable, but I still don't want to have to pick it up when all I want to do is just press stop on the audio. It's just annoying. The rattling, you wondered what on earth it was the first time it did it. Oh, well, that's where I am today. What have I got planned for tomorrow? What excitement have I got? Oh, I've got to sort Mad May out because, you know, it's really crept up on me and it's May on Sunday. So, yeah, need the poster for a start for the first one. And I still haven't made my mind up. So it's not too late. Let's say a cut-off point of say, the next 2 hours to make some suggestions for Mad May. I've only picked the first one. I have just added two more, so I will be discussing that. You can think for the next hour, Mike and I will be deep in discussion as to what's happening in Mad May. So it's not too late at the moment. Do let us know. I wonder what tomorrow will bring. I've actually had Monday there was an app update. Tuesday there was an app update. So I'm on a hat trick for tomorrow. So if they want to bring something nice and sexy out for me tomorrow, that would be good. Mind you, there is a thing as too much sexy, isn't there? because then I'm like, how am I going to cope with all of this and actually do a job of work? So maybe that'll be it for this week. I don't know. But whatever happens, we will be back with you to share it. And hopefully tomorrow we'll be back with the pretty player. Not the one that we always have to shout refresh to Jonathan. So for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.